For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the day's news for Monday, June 30th, 2014. Some bosses can withhold contraceptive care from their health coverage. It was a 5-4 decision that came down today from the Supreme Court. They ruled that some companies with religious objections can avoid contraceptives, the requirement in President Barack Obama's health care overhaul. It's the first time the High Court declared businesses can hold religious views under federal law. It means the Obama administration must find alternate ways of providing free contraception to women who are covered under objecting companies' health insurance plans. White House spokesperson Josh Earnest said today that women should make personal health decisions for themselves rather than their bosses deciding for them.
The Affordable Care Act ensures that women have coverage for contraceptive care along with other preventative care like vaccines and cancer screenings. We will work with Congress to make sure that any women affected by this decision will still have the same coverage of vital health services as everyone else.
The White House is assessing the decisions and its implications. They're taking a look at what kind of health care plans these companies have and how many women could be affected by the decision. President Obama says he's done waiting for House Republicans to act on immigration. He says he now plans to act on his own. Obama announced his intention Monday to take executive action.
The only thing I can't do is stand by and do nothing while waiting for them to get their act together.
The president said there are enough Republicans and Democrats in the House to pass an immigration bill today. He says he would sign it. But Obama says he waited for more than a year to give House Speaker John Boehner space to act. He says Boehner informed him last week the House won't vote on immigration this year. Obama says the thousands of unaccompanied children showing up on the border underscore the need to drop the politics and act on immigration. Today, as June comes to a close, it's also the end of Gun Violence Awareness Month. Shootings continue across the city. There was a wave of gun violence over the weekend with 21 people shot, including a 10-year-old boy, and 4 killed. At City Hall today, City Council member Jamani Williams launched a national network to combat gun violence.
We're trying to deal with local legislators who are the ones that primarily respond to the gun violence on the ground. The network is to try to enable local legislators from across the country to share their best practices, to share their lessons, to share policy ideas, programmatic ideas, and legislative ideas, and how we can combat the gun violence, which we know is a pandemic across the country.
The National Network to Combat Gun Violence is composed of council members from more than 20 cities nationwide. It's endorsed by New York City Council's Black, Latino, and Asian Caucus. It was born from the work the City Council did passing the Community Safety Act.
We spent and were able to, I think, alter in some places the policies and police policies that they were going to do and learn from other places what they were doing correctly. And that, to me, was eye-opening. And when we made the calls and reached out, people were surprised because it doesn't normally happen as much as it should. But people say, yes, I want to join. I think people are hungry to discuss this issue with people across the country. And I said at that time, we're about safer streets and better policing. And so we're going to do both of those as hard as we can and as passionate as we can, because we mentioned the numbers. But there are families behind each one of those numbers. There are faces, there are names, and we don't always get to that. But people are really suffering. And we want to make sure that you get it's NNCGV messages at Gmail if anybody wants to send any correspondence.
And finally, the City Council held a hearing today on easing alternate side of the street parking rules. That's when many drivers wait in their vehicles for a full 90 minutes after streets have been cleaned. Council member I. Danique Miller was at today's hearing.
You have people that it's not just the quality of life. You have people who sit in their car and they're working from their car and they may be burning fuel and it's not green to do so. So it's a common sense for a lot of areas. But then people were just inconvenienced and impacted their quality of life simply because they have to wait 90 minutes.
The bill, sponsored by Councilmember Yadonis Rodriguez, would allow drivers to return to parking spaces as soon as street sweepers pass through. It could lead to a significant reduction in wait times for motorists and also cut down on double parking and pollution from idling cars. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.